Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am so blessed to be sitting here talking to you today. And we have a full show I'm so excited about. And so, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Raquel. What a beautiful night it was last night for the prom. She went to the junior prom last night and another junior prom today. And also my nephew, Christopher Wallach, who just graduated with a master's degree in finance. And I'm so proud of them. But listen, today is such a special show because we have some special guests in-house. And if you are a breast cancer survivor or you know one, they need to tune into today's show because we got some exciting information for them, some free resources for them, and some exciting events coming up. And also, and Brenda Lacey will be joining me. She is, Brenda Lacey is very, very well known. You know, not only is she a contributor to the Buffalo News, and many other, you know, publications she's written in, but also, of course, she is on 1520, ESPN, 1520 AM ESPN every Sunday at 10:30. And Ann Kist will be joining me from Hope Chest. I had Ann on AM Buffalo yesterday, and we're going to be talking again about breast cancer survivor resources, events, free things for breast cancer survivors. So they will definitely want to tune in. Also, in a little bit, author Sarah Coleman will be joining me about her new book, Full Plate. It's about whole health in a busy world. And boy, who isn't busy today and trying to eat right and exercise? We're going to be talking to her. I want to remind you that Kingdom Bound is coming up July 22nd through the 25th, and that's at Darien Lake. I'm presenting the raw truth there, of course, in the WDCX tent. I'm so excited about that. We want to see all of our U.S. Canadian friends there. Last year, it was jam-packed. We had so much fun. And, you know, obviously want to see you at my sessions there. I'll be staying over. And if you haven't booked your accommodations, make sure that you do that. Also, this Thursday at the BAC Colvin Club, we will continue with our speaker series. And Dr. Matt Misiak will be joining us to talk about chiropractic care. So when we come back, Sarah Coleman, author of The Full Plate, will be joining us. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us. That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva. Today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back, and I'm so excited about our first guest. And it is author Sarah Coleman, who wrote the book, Full Plate. Good morning, Sarah. Hello, Sarah, Sarah. Are we there? Sarah? Are you there, Sarah? We'll try and get Sarah back on again in just a second. If you are just joining us, we're going to be talking soon to author Sarah Coleman. She wrote the book Full Plate, and it is a whole health guide for busy people, for your busy world. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great interview as soon as we can get her on. We're going to try again. Sarah, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Hi. How are you?
Are you there?
Yes. Yes. How are you? Can you hear us, Sarah? You know what, Sarah?
Are you there, Robbie?
Yes. You know what? I'm going to drop you and have you call back in. So,
can you hear me?
Sarah?
Yep, now I'm there.
Okay, good, good. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, Robbie?
Very good. Sorry about that.
That's okay, no problem.
Yeah, so I'm so excited about your new book. I've been reading it, and it's an amazing book for people busy like me. So thank you for writing it.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, listen, you know, our listeners right now from the U.S. and Canada are, and of course streaming live, are all about, you know, health and fitness and taking care of their mobile homes, their temporary earth suits. And, you know, it's a very big topic, I guess, for people who are busy like us. I know you're a mom, I'm a mom, and, you know, it's hard to eat healthy when we're so busy. But it really isn't that hard once we break it down to the lowest common denominator, which I like to say. And so tell the listeners about your book, Sarah.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Robbie. I think most of us in this culture are extremely busy. And what happens when we're busy, we put healthy habits and healthy eating on the back burner because we have other things to do. We have to go to work. We have extracurricular activities. We have to manage our household. So who has time to cook and eat healthy, right?
Right.
And that's a big problem. Look at our healthcare crisis in our culture.
Yeah.
And right now, scientists are saying that our children are going to have a life expectancy shorter than their parents for the first time in history. And so this is something that we really have to change. We have to put concerted effort into making this a priority because it literally impacts us and it impacts our children.
Amen.
And that's why I wanted to write this book, because we need to make changes in order to change this trend that we're on in our country. But the trick is, it's not going to change through a fad diet, right?
Right.
We all want that quick and easy solution, and that's not what's going to make us healthy on a deep level. And so in the book, I don't talk about just a fad diet, how to lose weight, how to be healthy or thin quick. It's looking at the bigger picture of health, which includes what I call primary food and secondary food. So the primary food is things like healthy relationships, meaningful work, regular physical activity, adequate sleep, connecting to our spirit, which we all put those on the bottom of our list, right? Because there's better things to do.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, primary food. This is the stuff we put in our mouth, what nourishes our body. And these are real foods. so much of our food in this country is processed. We get it quick through fast food or in a box or a bag at the grocery store. And this is really a problem for the health of ourselves. And so I want to teach people what the problems are and the solutions, how we can actually make this change workable and sustainable as busy people.
Absolutely. And your book is, it's a big book. It's got a lot of information in it. I love it. Full Plate, Nourishing Your Family's Whole Health in a Busy World. And Sarah, you're a registered nurse as well, right?
I am, Robbie. Yeah, just
yes.
Like you.
Yes. So I know you come from, you know, the place where I came from, which, you know, being around sickness in our sick care system rather than our health care system,
right.
You know, and so wanting to reverse that and really help prevent disease rather than, you know, just treat disease. Now, yeah, I want to ask you, because I know in your book you talk, I mean, there's so much information on inflammation and not only just about your physical body, but your mental health as well and your mood and food and things like that. Now, did something happen how did you come up with writing this book? I mean, was someone in your family ill or did you become ill? What influenced you?
You know, I bet many listeners can relate to the idea that our greatest blessings in life come from our greatest challenges.
Yes.
And that's how this book was inspired. My middle son, who's now 4, was sick for the first 2 years of his life.
Mm.
And his illness came across as behavioral issues and emotional dysregulation. So he was crying all the time. He wasn't sleeping. He was passing out from being so upset 1 to 5 times a week. He would pass out cold. And when I would go to the pediatrician and tell them about this, they'd say, oh, he's spirited, he's strong-willed, you just need to make sure your discipline is very strong. And as a nurse, I was thinking, any day now I'm going to get this diagnosis of somewhere on the autism spectrum, because he could barely be touched without screaming and crying. I couldn't give him a bath because the water would affect him. And so but my motherly instinct said, I think there's something more going on here, but I didn't know who to turn to get the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So finally someone directed me into the naturopath world, and this has been the biggest blessing in our life, because not only did we find the problem, which was a yeast infection and a bacterial infection in his gut, which is incredibly common in our culture that causes these issues, but we found that the food that I was feeding him was actually exacerbating the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the inflammation. So as a nurse, I thought I understood health and disease, and all of a sudden this whole world of what true health and nutrition is was opening up for me, and I was learning at a light speed rate of mm-hmm. actually what health and nutrition was. So I went back to school, and I became a student of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition.
Yes.
And I just started sharing this information with people, and people were soaking it up because we're all yearning for ways to be healthy and to actually feel good. And I wanted to write a book to share with people what my experience was, and so they had the same knowledge that has literally changed our lives.
And that's where I met you, at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition book launch in New York City.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just love that you come from a place, Sarah, where, you know, it was your family. I mean, because the same thing obviously happened with me, with my sister and father getting my sister getting breast cancer, my father getting cancer, where I was so frustrated, you know, with our healthcare mm-hmm. system. And I think, you know, when you come from where we both have come from, in that even though we are, you know, from the medical field, we're health practitioners on the medical side and on the integrative nutrition side, I think it's really the best of both worlds coming together, because I think we realize there is a place, you know, for medical care, but only if it's medical care to prevent and reverse disease. Amen?
Right. Right, which is where health coaches are a great supplement to the healthcare system. Where they're not strong, we get to come in and say, okay, now I'm going to hold your hand and promote your health or reverse your illness through lifestyle changes. And I think we're a great combination.
Yes,
with
yes.
the healthcare system.
I love it. I love it. Well, your book is with my book on Amazon.com right now, and it's called Full Plate. And it is a Nourishing Your Family's Whole Health in a Busy World. And I highly recommend people pick it up. I mean, I have, you know, thousands and thousands of books, Sarah, as you know. You know, and I'm telling you, your book stands out, because it is it's an easy read, but it's very comprehensive. It's got so much information in it. And it covers such a wide range of of topics, you know, everything, you know, from healthy relationships to an immune-suppressed society to the cancer connection and inflammation, and the list goes on and on and on. So I'm so excited for you.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you've enjoyed the book. I hope others will enjoy it as well and find it helpful for where their family is at.
Yeah, so they can get it on Amazon.com. Is it up anywhere else? Barnes & Noble?
Nope, right now it's just on Amazon.com.
Well, that's good enough.
And Barnes & Noble and Powell.com.
Okay, yes, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon. That's good. I mean, what an easy way to have access. Sarah, I'm so grateful that you joined us today, and we need to reconnect, and I would love to collaborate more with you in the future.
I would like that too, Robbie.
All right. Well, listen.
It was a pleasure being on the call. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and we will be in touch soon, okay?
All right. Take care, Robbie.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Sarah Coleman. She wrote the book, Full Plate, Nourishing Your Family's Whole Health in a Busy World. And I love that she comes from a place of, you know, frustration trying to take care of, you know, her child, which makes us so passionate for what we do. Speaking of passion, you know that I lost my sister, Arlene, to breast cancer. And one of my missions in this world, before I leave this world, is to help us to find a cure and to help breast cancer survivors. Unfortunately, you know, my sister, you know, had a courageous 10-year fight, but she did lose that battle. And I promised her in those final days that I was going to be a disciple and make a difference in this area so that other people would not lose their life to this terrible disease. And so, as God would have it, two people came into my life. Brenda Alacy, who is the host of Brenda's Bites on ESPN 1520 AM, and also a contributor to the Buffalo News, and also Ann Kist, who is from Hope Chest, who is actively helping survivors and with free nutrition and exercise programs at the BAC where I work, as fate would have it, and not really fate, but God would have it. And so they're going to be joining me in just a little bit, and then we're going to check in with Ellen Coleman, who is the director for the Buffalo Athletic Clubs, because we had some events going on this morning to benefit Hope Chest, and we also have Dragon Boat Festival coming up on June 13th. We're going to be in the water rowing to raise money for Hope Chest, so that we can offer more, you know, more resources to breast cancer survivors. Our phone lines will be open, and you will have a chance to win a one-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club. And when we come back, Ann Kist and Brenda Lacey will be joining me, and then also Ellen Coleman from the Buffalo Athletic Club. So thank you, Sarah Coleman, for joining us, and we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, May 20th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. And thank you so much for joining us. I again want to remind you that Kingdom Bound is coming up July 22nd through the 25th. It's usually in August, but it's going to be moved up to July 22nd, 25th. I will be presenting The Raw Truth Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, I'm so grateful to God for that at the WDCX tent. And, you know, we've been packing them in over there. It's just so exciting. Such a fun weekend. I'll be staying overnight. And, you know, if you haven't registered yet, you know, obviously the tickets go up as it gets closer. Make sure you have your accommodations as well, because you know, it's always sold out. So you better check it out. Go to Kingdom Bound. Check it out, July 22nd to the 25th. Also, this Thursday, we will be doing a BAC speaker series at the Colvin Club. And that is going to be it's a monthly thing that we do. And Dr. Matt Misiak will be joining us. And he's going to be talking about the benefits of chiropractic care. And that is open to members and non-members. You can go to Buffalo Athletic Club for Women .com and check that out, or any, you know, follow me on social media and I'll tell you about that. And we have an exciting event coming up on Saturday, June 13th, which we'll be talking about. And that is going to be with Hope Chest, and we're going to be in the water with Dragon Boat. It's going to be so exciting. Right now in studio is Ann Kiss from Hope Chest with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
So great grateful. To be here. So grateful that you joined me today, and you were on AM Buffalo with me yesterday.
Yep.
And we were talking about the festival coming up, which we'll get into, and the whole Hope Chest. And also, as God would have it, all you and I are mutual friends with my good friend, Brenda Alacy. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie and Ann. Nice to be with the two ladies.
And you're an interview, treadmill today. You were on Pete Tasca's show this morning on F3, and Brenda and I go way back, and Brenda is the host of Brenda's Bites on 1520.
That's right.
On AM, and that is ESPN.
ESPN 1520.
On Sundays at 10:30.
That's right. And AM.
Yes, AM. Definitely AM. And that is an awesome show, and of course, you write the blog Brenda's Bites for WBEN, right?
That's right, Robbie, yes.
And you've written articles for the Buffalo News. Actually, you just wrote an article a couple weeks ago in my view of the Buffalo News about your family trip to Italy, which is an awesome, not only an awesome place to go, but an awesome article that you wrote.
Thank you.
And you are in, Brenda, the Buffalo Magazine. Is it this month?
Yes, it's this month, this edition.
Yes, and so you're all over the place, girl. Well, I can't even keep up with you.
Just like you, Robbie.
But you know what? And the thing I love, I just have to say this before we get started, is, you know, you and I are soul sisters, kindred sisters. We both lost our sisters, unfortunately, to the fight for breast cancer. And so we are advocates in that way and soul sisters. And Anne, you are a breast cancer survivor.
Yes, I am.
And my goodness gracious.
Coming up on 19 years, thank God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. And yes. And you look like the picture of health. And I so admire what you do with how you turned a very negative situation into one that's so positive.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And so this whole thing with Hope Chest, I think we should get Brenda out in the boats. What do you think? She doesn't know what's
been done before. I've actually been out there a couple times.
All right.
It is such a, oh, my gosh, Robbie, I've got to tell you. And when you bring out those dragon boats, it is so phenomenal to see these colors and these women and everybody coming together. And it just, not only are you having exercise from a practical level, but it's also the camaraderie and the hope that you give these women who may not have ever done anything remotely similar to this from an exercise point of view.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's wonderful to be out on the Buffalo Harbor, and we go across that harbor, and these ladies just love it. It's very positive for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Very empowering for them.
Yes, yes. So tell our listeners what Hope Chest is.
Well, Hope Chest is actually, it's kind of evolved. So I now say Hope Chest is a wellness program. And year-round, we offer exercise classes and nutrition classes. But in May, we put our dragon boats in the water, and we start paddling. So that's the really fun part of it. And we go to different dragon boat festivals across the Northeast and also into Canada. And this year, we are having our own dragon boat festival on June 13th.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the boat.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to get in the boat. And that's going to be at UB.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the boats are going in the water at UB.
Right.
And then where are they going?
They go across Lake LaSalle there on campus.
Yeah.
The races are about 300 meters long. It's not that hard.
No.
You're out of the boat before you know it. But it's just a blast, a lot of splashing around, and nobody goes over. And it's just a very wonderful, fun activity.
You know, Robbie, I've seen women from all ages participate in the dragon boats, too, from younger women to even elderly women. And it's right. So, as Anne points out, so empowering for these women to know that they can help overcome their disease and cope with it and get better through the paddling motion, which helps them exercise their upper body, obviously.
Absolutely.
But just, again, being in that environment where there's fun and activity and other women knowing that other people have walked that journey.
Absolutely. And I, you know, as we talked about on AM Buffalo yesterday, just, you know, the exercise in and of itself helps us to not only prevent diseases like breast cancer, but also helps reverse. Our lifestyle matters. So, you know, to offer what the Hope Chest does in helping women to get free resources through, you know, nutritional classes and also through now free classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club. We are so excited at the Buffalo Athletic Club to be offering the classes for free for the women, breast cancer survivors.
That is huge. Hope Chest is extremely thrilled with it. The ladies of Hope Chest are so happy to be there and take advantage of all that the BAC has to offer. You know, our board that oversees us, their mission is to empower these women to take up a new, healthier lifestyle, perhaps, because they've faced this terrible disease, they've gotten through their treatments, and now they want to move on with their lives.
Yes.
And for the most part, you either decide, I think I'm going to take a better path than maybe I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage them to participate in the exercise classes, participate in the nutrition classes, and the fun part is just getting in that boat and having a great time.
Right, and as Brenda said, you know that paddling motion is great for flexibility, strength, you know, the whole thing. I mean, is you know, women who've had mastectomies sometimes, you know, have some kind of limitation. They're not able to move as much, but it's not a vigorous thing, and you're not by yourself in a boat, and they can choose what side they want to get on, right?
Exactly. And our classes that are held at the BAC are actually tailored to a survivor. So there's no reason to feel like, oh, I couldn't go because I'm not supposed to lift weights. That's an old adage, and we're very careful about what we do. Our trainers are, they know the routine, and they know what we can and what we can't do or should or shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our upcoming festival, we are a breast cancer survivor team, but we have other teams coming. We have community teams, which mm-hmm. have men and women on them. Yeah. We have corporate teams that have gotten together, and they also could be mixed teams. They might only be just women's teams, like those six teams from the BAC that we have. So we're happy that we're going to have them.
Yeah.
And it's a fun-filled family activity for the whole day. We have all kinds of things. We have merchandise tent, a basket raffle. We have a food tent, a beer tent. You can watch the races. You can come and see some of the vendors that will be there. And we also have a children's corner, so certainly bring the kids.
You know what's fun, too, Robbie? Alan Davis from WGR Radio does play-by-play, and he's got this great booming voice. And he had done some dragon boat races calls in Tampa and also in Canada, and now he works at WGR in Buffalo. So Alan is there all day long calling these races. So there's a real sense of excitement, too, because you get some play-by-play right there.
Yes,
I love it. So, you know, women, you know, obviously there's going to be the boats with breast cancer survivors in.
Right.
And we want spectators to come, and also we need sponsors, correct?
Yes, we certainly could use some sponsors. If anybody out there would like to be a sponsor, you could go on the HopeChestBuffalo.org website and get some information there. We're also looking, if somebody out there wants to try it, you can go on active.com as an individual, and if we get enough individuals, we'll put you in a boat. If you have 20 friends that want to try it, just get on our website. You'll see where you can register and try to get in a boat that way.
You know, we're going to be talking more about this when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And actually, we'll hear from Ellen Coleman, who is the director of the Buffalo Athletic Club, because we had some events going on there this morning with some spin-a-thons that you were just at.
Yes, they were great.
All right, so she'll be calling in a little bit, and we'll get an update on that. But when we come back, again, we'll have more with Brenda Alacy in studio and Ann Kiss. I'm so grateful you guys are joining us today. So, and I don't even know how you two got together. We gotta figure that out now. All right, we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Kober, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Do not forget this Thursday at the Buffalo Athletic Club, Colvin location, BAC for Women. We have a speaker series going on every month, which is free for members and non-members. You must RSVP as space is limited. But this Thursday will be Dr. Matt Messiak from Messiak Chiropractic. He's going to be talking about taking care of your mobile home, your temporary earth suits, as I like to call them, by taking care of yourself holistically and preventing disease and illnesses and injuries. And so don't miss that. And also, Kingdom Bound coming up July 22nd through the 25th. I'll be in the WDCX tent speaking on The Raw Truth on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm so excited to be presenting and blessed again to be presenting. We'd like to see all of our U.S. and Canadian friends. And so in studio here right now is Brenda Lacey with me. She is the host of Brenda's Bites on 1520 AM on ESPN every Sunday at 10:30. And she's also a contributor for the Buffalo News. And she's a familiar voice and a familiar face all around. And so she's very talented, multi-talented woman that I'm so grateful to be soul sisters with in the fight for breast cancer. And Ann Kiss from Hope Chest. And I'm so grateful you guys took the time out to join me today. And right now on the phone, we have a special guest. And we're going to go right to it. And that is Ellen, the director of the BAC for Women. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, you know, Ann is all pumped up here from, being at the spin-a-thon this morning, which was for Hope Chest. So it sounds like it was a great event. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, you guys were doing spinning.
It was awesome. Yep. We were outside in the parking lot. People were beeping at us from 290.
And there was no rain, so that was good.
No rain.
Awesome. And so it sounded like there was a pretty good crowd. 7:30 in the morning.
Yep.
My goodness. You won't.
Yep.
I know, you know, Ellen, you know I don't like mornings, okay? So please don't book me at 7:30, okay? But, you know, I'm so excited at what we're doing at the Buffalo Athletic Club, in conjunction with the Hope Chest and all of these wonderful resources that Hope Chest is offering in conjunction with the Buffalo Athletic Club. Free exercise classes for breast cancer survivors. Is that awesome or what?
Yeah, it's great. We are very excited about our partnership. We are now their exclusive provider of their exercise classes, and we're so excited to have them in our clubs.
And I heard that the classes are awesome and, geared for these women and of all different levels, all different ages, and all different places after they have had treatment, right?
Yes. Yes, they're all survivors and all at different levels of exercise, but we've tailored the classes to accommodate all of them. We're having a great time.
And so we're excited about this Dragon Boat, event coming up on June 13th, Saturday. You're going to get me in the boat, girl.
Oh, yeah. You're in the boat.
We want Brenda Lacey, who's sitting next to me here, in the boat as well. Do we have a spot for Brenda?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Ellen. I look forward to being in the same boat with you all.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to kind of put my feet up. Is that okay? No, I'm just
kidding.
You're
going to be the coxswain.
Yeah. But that's exciting. Now, we have six boats for the Buffalo Athletic Club that are going in the water, right?
Yes.
And there's how many boats in total, Ian?
Right now we have 40 teams.
Oh, wow. My goodness. That is awesome.
It is. We were hoping to get 64. But that's probably our max for the day. But if we could get a few more, we'd be happy with that.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
My husband asked me if he could come and be in the boat. Is it just for women?
No. As I said, we have community teams and mixed teams, men and women.
Oh.
We also have corporate teams. So, again, if your husband or their singles out there that want to do it, go to active.com and they can sign up through that website. And if we get enough people, we'll put them in a boat.
My husband actually paddled, Robbie, and we were with a group of friends. One of the board members is married to a gentleman who's of Scottish heritage, so they had a group of all of their clan. And so Dan, my husband, wore a kilt in the boat, and they were on the team together. So there's a lot of other community groups that come together to participate.
Awesome.
It's just so much fun. And really a fun family event, too.
Well, I know my husband's listening right now, so he's probably signing up right now because he's all over it. But they can go to the Buffalo Athletic Club website as well.
We have information there. They can call me at 634-7867 at Evans. They want more information, too.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, so you had the event this morning. Are there any other events coming up, Ellen? I'm sure, you know, there are.
Yes, Friday, May 29th, we're going to have a special Zumba class, and that's open to members and non-members, 4:30 to 5:30 at our French Road location. And then on June 6th, it's also a Friday night from 6 to 7:30, we're doing a Kick Cancer's Butt and special yoga class at Evans. So we'll be doing some cardio kick at Evans and yoga in the other room at the same time.
And anyone can come to those,
anybody
the donation?
Come. Yep.
Awesome, awesome. Yep. So exciting. All that information is, they can go to the Buffalo Athletic Club website and get that information or call the
that
club.
That or our Facebook page.
Yes, yes, social media, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So excited about this partnership, and I'm so passionate about it. How can I not be involved? And it's just so wonderful to be supporting all the breast cancer survivors, you know, here. I just... You know, and for breast cancer survivors can actually participate in this for free, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just amazing. And the health and fitness and nutrition. And not only that, I think the sisterhood, too. You know, I'm often asked, you know, about how I like working at the BAC for women, you know, with just the women. And I, you know, the sisterhood there. And also, you know, when you're around breast cancer survivors, I know there are men that had breast cancer as well, but, you know, there is a sisterhood, you know, at the club there that is like no other. It's just, I love it, love it, love it. So I'm very excited to be offering our classes there, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do on June 13th.
Oh, yeah.
And all these other events. It's not over. All right, Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. So one of these days I'm going to get you live in studio here, girl.
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if anybody wants more information, they can call me at Evan 634-7867, and I can tell them, you know, more about the special classes or how to get in one of our boats or put them in touch with Ann to get them involved in the other teams.
Good. Well, save that spot for the BAC, you know, group for Brenda Lacey, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Thank
all
you,
right.
Ellen. We will talk
thank
to you later,
girls.
Okay?
All
God
right.
bless you.
Enjoy your day. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Ellen Coleman. She is the regional director for the BAC for Women. And Brenda Lacey's joining me right now, and also Ann Kist. Can you guys stay for a few more minutes? We have to go to our endorsed sponsors. Can you
I
hang around
so.
For a few more
sure.
minutes?
That'll be great.
Okay, because I still have some questions for you. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors right now, and I'll tell you what. Dr. Kara Manoukian, he fixed my legs up. I know that he can fix you up. When I went to Europe with my family, we were on walking tours. My legs blew up, and I had veins come that I never even knew I had, and my legs were aching, and that's never happened. I've been jumping around, you know, in the fitness industry for 35 years, so I said, I need to go see Dr. Kara Manoukian, and not only do my legs feel so much better, they don't feel tired, but they look better, too. So he can fix you up. He fixed me up, Dr. Kara Manoukian. Check him out, veinsveinsveins.com. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, May 20th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God's Word gives us clear instructions on how to take care of our body, and it's not just about what we eat and how much we exercise. Learn how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, take care of your body, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of Robbie's brand new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, on Amazon.com today.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are so excited at the Buffalo Athletic Club to be partnering with Hope Chest and doing this Dragon Boat Festival on June 13th. And, you know, if you maybe you're like, I don't want to get in a boat, but I want to come and support it, how can they do that? They can come and be a spectator and...
Yes, it goes all day long at Baird Point at UB. If you know where the Alumni Arena is, it's behind that. It's right out on their lake. And the event goes from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're pretty much picking up by 5. But
wow,
that's a full day of racing, a full day of fun for the entire family.
Wow, we are going to have fun. I know Brenda's, you know, bragged about how what fun it is. And all these, I mean, 40 boats in
yes.
the water. Praise
well,
the Lord.
Not all 40 are on the water at the same time.
Yes.
There'll be 4 boats to a race.
Okay.
And you, while that one race is going on, the other 4 boats will be filling up. So they constantly switch in and out with the boats and the teams all day long. Everybody gets a chance to do 3 races.
And so I know that, you know, when you say race, people, you know, sometimes think, well, I have to be in good shape to be in a race. But this is, as
no,
we said.
No, it's not important. You
right.
You can be at any physical condition. Well, you'd need to get in and out of the boat, okay?
Yes, yes.
But other than that, the key to dragon boat racing is to be in sync, just to stay together with everybody else that's in the boat.
Well,
that's
Brenda,
the beauty of it.
Brenda, that's easy for us. We're always in sync.
Oh, sure. Well,
I say, Brenda,
I don't know about in the boat, but how about the drummer? Maybe I'll be the drummer. You should
yeah.
need you, Robbie, in the boat. How many rowers are there?
20.
Paddlers, I guess?
Yeah.
20. And then you have the drummer.
In the front.
Yeah, this is a really cool thing, too, Robbie, because the drummer keeps the beat going so that you know when to pull and paddle.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there's a real kind of rhythm to it.
That is so
cool. And the drummer kind of keeps you on pace. So the boats are quite striking to look at when you've got 20 people plus the drummer paddling.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. And a steer person on the back.
Yes, that's right. And then the dragon excited. The dragon boat is, remember the first time I met Betsy McGraw, she brought in this very colorful, gigantic, big dragon head.
Yes.
That is sometimes used on the end of the boats, right, Ann?
Yes, there's a dragon head at one end of the boat and a tail at the other end of the boat. We generally do we call it an awakening of the dragon ceremony before we start the races, where we dot the I's and kind of awaken the dragon to be able to race them. But every boat has a head and tail on it, and there's a big drum right in front of the drummer's seat. And they sit up higher on a seat, awesome. And they count the cadence. And then everybody just follows. And if you can hit the paddle in when they're hitting the drum, you'll be all set.
Well, I can follow a beat pretty good. So that's cool. I'm so excited about it, June 13th. And so how do people register? You know, they can go to the Buffalo Athletic Club website for information. But, you know, the website is?
They could go to hopechestbuffalo.org.
Hope
and register that way. And we're also looking for sponsors.
Yes.
And the sponsors would definitely help us out big time, because there's all kinds of things that as an organization we're always looking for. Right now we could use some tents at the festival, that kind of a thing. That the monies would go toward that to help defray costs of our festival. And then, of course, obviously, it helps us continue our mission and continue in the great partnership that we just started with the BAC, offering free classes in wonderful arenas around Western New York.
Yes, yes. And those exercise classes take place every Tuesday from 3:30 to 4:30 at the BAC for Women Evans, every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 at the BAC for Women on French Road, and every Saturday from 8:15 to 9:25 at the BAC Eggert Road, the Colvin Club. And women, you know, I mean, as we talked about earlier in the show, you know, sometimes people are a little bit intimidated in going into the gym. You know, they think everybody's fit there. It's just not like that. There's levels of there's fitness levels of various degrees. And women need to understand that, you know, your lifestyle matters, okay, in preventing and reversing diseases like cancer. And so, you know, if you're too tired, I've had so many people in my classes who are breast cancer survivors in my class and say, you know, they feel better exercising. That energy produces energy. If you're too tired, you know, try the exercise classes. It will help you. And as we talked about, Brenda, you know, just with the increased, you know, motion and flexibility,
right,
not only, you know, in the exercise classes, but with the paddling as well, the range of motion using, you know, their limbs and just making sure that they realize that it is helping their health. It's not, you know, we're not talking about their weight, although losing weight is an added bonus. But, I mean, when we talk about exercise, I have always been that advocate that says, you know, do not focus on your weight. It's really your health. You know, we're talking about preventing and reversing disease with your lifestyle habits. And that's why, you know, the BAC is so excited about this in helping people in our community who are breast cancer survivors to do this. This whole event we're talking about is to help raise money so we can continue to offer those services for breast cancer survivors for free. Right, Ann?
Exactly, yes. Not only the exercise classes, but our nutrition classes as well. And who knows where we might branch off in the future, but that is the main focus. And then our paddling on the water, our upkeep of our boats, we have to keep them in good shape year in and year out. So, yes, that would be what it's for.
And a lot of times women are dealing with lymphedema after breast cancer surgery. Does the paddling motion help reduce some of that swelling and fluid buildup?
Yes, it seems that, you know, the old days it was doctors didn't want you to move.
Right.
You know, but they're finding that that's very different. And even women that are wearing sleeves,
mm-hmm.
they come to class, they wear them during their exercise classes, they'll wear them during paddling. But it's all very beneficial to them.
Now, you have another event going on tomorrow, right? Or a fundraiser?
Yes, we have a fundraiser.
Not an event, but a fundraiser.
Right? Yeah, we have a small fundraiser at Naturally Chiropractic on Plaza Road in Williamsville,
mm-hmm.
and their patients actually have a basket raffle going on, so if anybody wants to come out to that, they certainly can. The patients can sign up for adjustments that day, and the doctors work all day long from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I feel this sisterhood with all three of you. You know, Brenda and I lost our dear sisters to breast cancer. My sister was actually misdiagnosed for 2 years with what doctors thought was a black milk duct. And we actually worked for the doctor. She was a principal but worked part-time for the doctor. I was a nurse and also working part-time in the fitness industry. So, you know, back then we trusted when the doctor said, you know, it's a black milk duct. There was no history of breast cancer in our family. And we said, okay, it's a black milk duct. Another doctor confirmed that it was, and she had been pregnant 2 years in a row, and it made sense. Unfortunately, when she was rightly diagnosed, it was stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. She was given only a few years to live, and she actually, through God's incredible grace, lived 10 years. Now, those 10 years weren't living like we're living right now. They were, you know, with chemotherapy, radiation, bone marrow transplants, gamma knife treatments to her brain. But she was a take action kind of person, which you seem like you are, and I know Brenda is. You know, we need to be our own health advocates.
Exactly.
And be proactive and be involved and not let something like a diagnosis like that, you know, bring us down. And I think that being connected with other women like we're talking about here and like we stay connected is so important, not just to our mental health, but to our physical health as well, because it's all integrated the way God made us, you know, mind, body, soul, spirit. And you know, it's just, you know, I mean, I know that there's listeners listening right now that are thinking, you know what? You know, I'm feeling like I'm in a dark place right now. And first of all, we need to know that there is hope in the Lord of Lords. You know, he is sovereign and things happen for a reason, his reason. And so if we can just remember his sovereignty, and I always thought about my sister, you know, like if she lived, God didn't make a mistake. And if she went to heaven to be with him, God doesn't make mistakes. Well, here we are. Our hearts are beating. We have breath in our lungs. And I want to empower those women that are listening to, you know, to get up, to get out today and to be empowered by the fact that they are here. Their heart is beating and they have that breath in their lungs. I know you guys feel the same.
Oh, hey, that is the beauty of Hope Chest. I know we've been talking about the exercise and the nutrition and the paddling, but the real beauty of Hope Chest is the support that we have for one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sitting around talking about our breast cancer or what our issues are or whatever. You know, we all know we're in the same boat, no pun intended,
mm-hmm.
but we, you know, are there for each other. And when you have a surgery or something, everybody writes a card. You go to the mailbox, you get 50 cards in your mailbox one day. It's just incredible.
Oh, wow.
And if you need somebody to cook you something, we had girls actually paint one of the women's houses because she needed the help. So, you know,
wow.
Whatever we can do is what we do.
Well, and I think that support and encouragement, you know, is so important when you're in the midst of something. And even afterwards, because sometimes, you know, when you're in the midst of your trials, you're in the midst of that, and so you're involved in that, but it's afterwards that you start feeling this, like, dark cloud over you, you know? And that's when you need to be connected to, you know, groups like Hope Chest. I think it's such an amazing thing, and I'm excited that Brenda and I are going to be in the same boat together.
I can't wait. Let's get paddling, Robbie.
Yes, yes, with Ellen Coleman, and, you know, just so grateful to be able to help in some small way. So, you know, thank you so much,
Ann
Kist from Hope Chest. I know that God put us together for a reason, and we got a lot to talk about, girl. And,
we sure do.
And we need to include Brenda because we're on the same mission.
Absolutely.
Know?
And Ann, thank you for everything you do with this
yes.
great organization.
Amen.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Oh,
thank
well,
God
thank you.
Is what I do.
Thank God.
And I'm going to be, yes, amen, thank God. And I'm going to be on your show, Brenda. Coming up
right.
June 9th, is it?
Well, we're going to tape it on the 9th,
oh, yeah,
and we'll
right.
hear it the following Sunday.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'll be talking about my new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, which is on Amazon, at Pine Pharmacy, Family Medical Pharmacy, Feel Right Fresh Markets, Barnes & Nobles, and we're going to be talking about it on Brenda's Bites.
You got it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me, and I look forward to June 13th, and I'll see you all back here next week. God bless.